This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Looks like we're only going to have to wait just a little bit longer for the most awaited stock offering of this and many other years. There are burblings out there, neither confirmed nor denied by the company, that Facebook is going to hold its IPO on May 18th. The way these things generally work is that before the stock actually goes on sale, the company in question goes out and tries to convince big investors to buy in. It's called a roadshow. Facebook's is going to start Monday, we think, and we wanted to get some idea of what it might be like. So we called Phil Fernandez. At the moment, he's the CEO of a company called Marketo up in Silicon Valley. In earlier days, though, at other companies, he's been through his share of roadshows. Phil, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here with you, Kai.
So the phrase roadshow, I mean, you can sort of see it in your mind. You know, companies go out on the road and they do a little show. But what exactly does it mean?
A roadshow is when a company is trying to sell, typically an initial public offering, its stock to the public markets. So you're out trying to sell $100 or $200 million worth of stock to a bunch of big investors like Fidelity and T. Rowe Price and other big mutual funds.
Is it a couple of PowerPoints and then some dog and pony? I mean, what exactly happens in this presentation?
Well, it's meeting after meeting after meeting. And there's one-on-one meetings where you're actually doing typically a flipbook PowerPoint, not projecting, 10 or 15-minute meeting with a fund manager. And then you often do lunches or other big meetings where 50 or 100 people have come to a room to hear a company presentation standing in front of a big room.
Do you find yourself as a supplicant? I mean, it's a sales pitch, right?
It's absolutely a sales pitch. You're selling, and it's a very high-stakes sales pitch that all takes place typically in 10 or 15 minutes where you win or lose the deal right in that moment.
Do you know in that moment whether you've lost?
Oh, I think so. I think you either see somebody that engages and you connect, or if they're kind of wandering off and eyes are looking in another direction 5 minutes later, you know, they're not going to buy.
Yeah. But if it goes bad in one of these 10 to 15 minute meetings, you probably have like 9 more set up that day, right?
9 or 25 or something like that. I've done them from San Diego to Los Angeles to Denver to Minneapolis to New York all on the same day.
Yeah, it sounds grueling. I mean, it sounds like not a whole lot of fun.
You know, it's an incredible high because it's what you're doing is one of the, you know, most exciting things in a career. And at the same time, it is about as hellish as anything I've ever been through.
This might seem like kind of a rookie question to ask, but why do we need roadshows? I mean, why do you guys have to go do this? Isn't there a better way?
You'd sure like there to be a better way. In all things, there's this adage that says people buy from people. And I think this is exactly what this is. It's people looking people in the eye and choosing whether they're going to do business with them.
Yeah. What happens then after you do all these meetings and everything? You've either made the sale or you haven't, but you get back home wherever it is, and then what?
Well, the bankers are running what they call the books, which is the order book of who's going to buy and who's not. And they're figuring out, you know, if it's an IPO roadshow, exactly what the price is going to be. And of course, what everybody wants is for the price to be above how you filed with the SEC. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, you know, in the days of and right after the roadshow, you know, the deal comes together, it doesn't, and you have an IPO and go ring the bell at NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange or whatever.
Yeah. Phil Fernandez, President and CEO at Marketo up in Silicon Valley. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
You bet. Enjoyed it, Kai.